This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood. You are listening to Podculture.
Welcome back to Podculture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And no Adam this week.
No Adam.
Or episodes.
He had plans.
Yes, he is off sibling with siblings.
That's nice.
All right, cool. But yes, this is the post-Dragon Con edition of Podculture.
Yay.
Yeah.
We're still kind of hungover.
Glenn, not so much.
No.
No.
I'm tired, though. I've been working on my house, so.
He's
you
got house
finished
hangover.
With that thing yet?
No.
He'll never be. A house is never finished.
That's right.
There's always something going on. Ask my dad. There's always something going on.
That's why I have a landlord.
Yes. I
love
landlord.
Something goes wrong, like the shower?
Oh, call God. Him, tell him to come fix it. Please don't talk about the shower. I'm going to be up tonight trying to see if I can fix it myself because I cannot wash my hair in the tub without the shower another day.
You got a hose.
If I had a hose, that'd be fine. It's hard.
Welcome to Pimp My Apartment.
Seriously, no.
But no.
Anybody with long hair, you need a shower.
Christine and I have returned this week from Dragon Con.
We did. We returned on Wednesday. We returned a day later than we had planned, but we did some sightseeing on the way home.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, Podculture 118 didn't make your ears bleed too much.
Sorry about the quality of your dairy products there, but I was giddy and tired.
Yeah. That was our first actual recording with the Zoom.
As a group.
Yeah, with a group, just using the microphones on that, and it actually, I think, turned out pretty good.
Not so suckage. You could even hear Gene.
Cousin Gene.
Leave Gene alone.
You gotta get right. It's Cousin Gene.
I love Gene.
Okay.
I know she hates it, so I'm not gonna do it.
Oh, please. But, yeah, we are back and recovering, and we got a couple of things to talk about during Geek and Tell later on.
We do. We have a whole pile of stuff.
So while we were off in Hotlanta, Glenn, what were you up to?
Oh, besides moving a lot of crap, actually playing Soul Calibur, watching some DVDs, got to take time off from moving stuff to sit and watch some sci-fi or something occasionally, huh?
So you do actually have the 360 at the house now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the big deal was last weekend while you were enjoying Dragon Con, I was getting my cable modem transferred over to the new house.
Ah.
Ugh, so, messy.
Yeah.
Do you know they just did a price cut on the Xbox, so you could actually have one upstairs and one downstairs now.
Ooh. Hmm.
$199 for the arcade level.
Really? So. Hmm. I was waiting for that price drop, but I didn't wait long enough, though.
No.
No.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
But, you know, media extender. Mm. There you go.
He's got a house now.
Yeah,
he
I
can't
know.
Be buying stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
See, now, hopefully you can influence Brad in the way that you've influenced him so far, in that when you got something cool and shiny, he wanted something cool and shiny, but now that you have to save money, maybe he will take that page out of your book, well,
the,
too.
Yeah, the arms race, the geek arms race has calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, don't count on it.
But, yeah.
You can dream.
It was a nice thought.
Hey, I still have a Wii and he doesn't.
That's true. So,
yeah, true.
That will probably still go on for a while.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, not in my near future. No. I mean, I did buy the GameCube when they got the exclusive rights to the Resident Evil series. So you never know, Wii could do something like that, you know?
They could have some shooting thing that he might like.
Yeah, I'll have to
with realistic
show him the Resident Evil 4
attachment.
With the Wii controllers. Mm. Pretty slick. Anything else exciting?
Oh, I got some stuff, but I'll save it for later segments.
Okay.
Yay.
Christina, outside of course, Dragon Con.
Is there anything outside Dragon Con?
A lot of heat and humidity and
oh my god,
funky fanboys.
Since we've come back from Dragon Con, the humidity here has been so bad.
Oh yeah,
it's been so terrible.
It's not
like,
too bad tonight.
I posted on my Twitter. I need like Tonya Harding to come smash my knees in because something's got to feel better than they feel now, just with the weather. It's killing me.
She pulls an old obscure pop culture reference there, doesn't she?
When I need somebody to bash my knees in, who's the first person you think of?
That's a good point.
White trash.
Yeah, and I was on her website last night trying to remember how to spell her name when I mentioned her on Twitter. She's got some freaky ass people following her on her website. It's all about porn. And scary.
Well, she has no career in skating now, so.
No, she's a boxer now, though.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. For real.
Okay. I haven't been up to much other than recovering from Dragon Con, because I took the rest of the week off after Dragon Con.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice, because I didn't make him come, but I asked him very nicely to come get me from work the past couple of days, which has been really nice.
And if I hadn't, she would have killed me in my sleep.
No, I wouldn't wait till you're sleeping.
What's the fun in that?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I tell you what, let's wrap up this opening and let's get into some geeking and a little more detail about Dragon Con. And we will be back with more pod culture right after this.
Answers to What is the Weird Show? Take one.
It's a weird weekly audio show available for free.
It's about an hour long.
It seems longer.
You understand it's free. This is very important. You understand this, right? Free.
And it's still available at theweirdshow.com.
Did you catch what I said earlier about it being free?
The mundane media covers all that can be known. The Weird Show covers the rest.
Okay.
Hey, I kind of like that. Weird news, strange ideas, odd views. TheWeirdShow.com.
We are back.
Welcome back.
And it is time to press play and talk about some TV and DVD stuff. Glenn, you been watching anything of note?
Well, I guess the big news for me was Heroes Season 2 came out on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
I had not seen a single episode of season 2. I waited.
And you tore through them all.
I tore through them all. I'm done with it. I'm caught up.
Isn't it sad that the season was over so quickly?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very short. I couldn't believe it. I was like, why are there only 3 episodes on a disc? Oh, that's why. Because it's over.
Only 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of scary that I tore through it so quick. Yeah, it was, you know, a little slow to begin with, like I had heard. But there were some neat things. There were a lot of things that I figured out early on, though, that I was kind of like, well, that's got to be the way it goes, and it was. And
mm-hmm.
I'd rather be a little more surprised than that. But it was pretty good. I am very eager to see season 3, and I'm done with season 2 in time.
Yeah. Very good.
Did you watch the alternate ending? The one that was supposed to have been the real ending of the cliffhanger?
No, I haven't watched any of the extra stuff yet.
He drops the vial.
Oh, really?
Alert.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a spoiler alert. It's not canon.
And that's true.
Yeah, that's true. It didn't happen.
Yeah. He drops the vial and... Yeah. Or so I've heard from the folks at the 9th.
Hi, Heroes Cast!
Yeah, the crazy people that invaded the hotel room at Dragon Con.
They did not.
Well...
3 of them had a key.
That's true. That's true. All right. So you've been watching Heroes.
Watching Heroes. And I picked up the first season of Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. I haven't watched it yet, so all I've seen is the pilot, but I did buy the first season.
It's good. It actually, and it starts getting better towards the end of the run, you know. She you can see why they cast her after watching it.
Of course, next week is Smallville.
Everything, yes.
Smallville. So, you know, I always watch Smallville, but I can't watch them fast enough and I end up being behind. Mm-hmm. And I'm always a season behind on Smallville, and that'll probably happen again. But at least Heroes was short enough that I'm actually caught up. So
yeah,
I'm
Smallville,
happy.
Smallville, I'm, you know, we're caught up with it. But mm-hmm. it's just like, you know.
Is Supernatural next week or the week after?
Oh, it's the DVD?
No, the.
Oh, the series.
The series.
Yeah, I don't know. I did buy season 3, though. Thanks for mentioning that.
Very good. We haven't picked that up yet.
I got season 3, but you know, I'm only a couple episodes into the first season at this point.
It's good. It's very good.
I'm watching that with Carly. She says, you know, I've watched that about 9 times so far. The whole season 1 and 2. So she's like, you probably ought to just go and watch that yourself. I think I've seen it enough at this point. She's like, I want to watch season 3. I'm like, no, no, why don't we watch season 1 and 2 together? Then we can watch season 3. She's like, no, I don't want to wait. You go watch season 1 and 2 and I'll watch season 3.
I can't blame her.
Yeah, it's towards the end of that run, you could tell the writer's strike hurt that end of that season, too. It's
But it was still good.
Yeah, it was still good, but you can tell a lot of things
were rushed
or they just tried to shoehorn crap in just to get to the end of the trail when they couldn't. We're only about halfway through.
Yeah. So.
Smallville, I think it's starting to suffer from X-Files.
It's gone on about 2 seasons last. Yeah, it suffered from X-Files syndrome 2 seasons ago.
I am the one bright spot, which hopefully is pretty good. Green Arrow is going to be a series regular now.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that because he was definitely a bright spot when he was on the show. And there is going to be one of the episode titles is called Legion. And, yes, exactly. It's supposed to deal with exactly who you think it's supposed to deal with.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I think they're trying to capture the whole Justice Lightning in a Bottle thing again. No.
Sorry. Sorry.
Although, sort of, kind of, I guess.
Sorry, yeah.
Not the James Marshall problem.
In a sense, I think he is rumored to return for a few episodes.
Hardest working man in show business.
Who doesn't have a series of his own, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, so the whole thing with Doomsday going to be on air, but Doomsday is going to be more human looking than the big gray Hulk monster looking thing.
That guy?
No, that's Darkseid, actually.
Oh, sorry. You said big green hulking guy.
Yeah.
He looks like a big gray hulking guy.
Big gray guy with white bony protrusions. Hulk.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I'm not, I don't think I have a Doomsday action figure running around here anywhere.
Okay. Because you have a lot of gray hulking guys.
Yeah, that's true. That I do. Looking around the... Which, all this works great for an audio podcast.
Sorry. I just like to know who you're talking about when you talk about people.
I'll show you the comic later. But yeah, Smallville, I'll still watch it. But hey, Lana's only going to be on like an episode or two, maybe.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, but by that same token... No, Michael Rosenbaum.
Oh, well, they're trying to get him for a few episodes as well.
Boo.
Which, that was one thing one regret I did have about Dragon Con, we didn't get a chance to catch any of his panels.
We did not catch any of the Battlestar Galactica panels either.
Yeah, it was just, you plan on catching a couple of them and a couple of panels a day. You try to do too much, you'll just wear yourself out.
Brad Wazuki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually... was probably running a low-grade fever most of the weekend.
That was icky.
Yeah, but I felt fine. I just got tired really, really easily at Dragon Con.
Again, he's me, and he's freaking me out.
But what have we watched?
We watched Stargate Atlantis.
Yes. We're all caught up. I think we're one episode behind. We've watched the first 6 episodes so far. And let me tell you that one with Rodney and his sister.
Yes.
That was trying to think of a good movie parallel on
I
there,
can't think of the name of the episode. It's on the tip of my brain.
Yeah, but that was awesome.
It was wonderful.
Where Rodney was kind of like losing it. He was just losing his mind.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Everything was shutting down.
Yeah, everything that made him was kind of leaving. He was just couldn't recall everything. He was kind of getting
He was regressing into a state of mental retardation, pretty much. But it was, and I love Katie Hewlett. She's just my hero.
Yeah, seeing them together on the screen is freaking hilarious because
they really are brother and sister. Yeah.
Right.
And that chemistry really shows up on screen, like when she smacks him in the back of the head or something like that. But
it was good.
Yeah, it's definitely the best episode of Atlantis I've seen in a long time. What else did we watch? We watched... We really haven't watched much of anything since we've been
back. Not much of anything, no. I do have on the hard drive as we speak, I have Life on Mars,
mm-hmm.
The eight episodes of Life on Mars, so I do look forward to watching that.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good about that. So
Doctor Who withdrawal. So I'm looking forward to seeing John Sim again.
any kind of Brit TV you can find.
Well, I love him so much, and I'm so sad his character didn't hit his generation of the Master didn't last longer. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in other things.
Cool. And I can't add a whole lot to that. So
excited about anything new coming out?
New coming out? Well,
like Dollhouse.
Hell yeah.
January, I think, for that.
Okay. What about Fringe? Have you heard anything about Fringe?
Rings a bell.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Oh. Abrams. To me, it sounds like a cross between X-Files and Silence of the Lambs.
Rock on.
X-Files kind of was Silence of the Lambs in some episodes, anyway.
David Duchovny didn't try to eat people.
No, but some of the people that they were chasing did try to eat
That's
people.
That's true. Leonard Betts.
Or what was that one, the whole family, the bing, 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 bing.
Home.
Home.
And, of course, like I said, I'm done with Hero Season 2, Yay. And Season 3 starts on my birthday, so that's
there
a nice present for me.
I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to suck. This
Why
TV season is going to suck.
Why is it going to suck?
Because the only thing I'm going to be able to watch in any kind of real time... God knows, you're always editing or listening to something. We're not going to be able to watch anything like we used to watch stuff. It's going to suck.
That's why we got a DVR or BitTorrent.
And then you go to work and everybody's talking about it and you have no idea what's going on and then you're all disappointed.
We can watch Heroes.
I might. I might still watch Supernatural without you.
Okay, and then, just shut the hell up.
And then watch it again.
And just shut the hell up.
I've never spoiled anything for you.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I like Supernatural, but, you know, if I let three or four episodes stack up, it's not going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that with Stargate Atlantis. We had, like...
Yeah, but nobody I know watches that. So, no, but, like, at work. No, but at work, I can, you know, I don't have to worry about people talking about it.
That's true. That's true.
I haven't watched anything live in...
Years?
Years. But... I'm thinking I'll start watching Heroes live.
Yay, we can talk about it.
So that'll be cool. And probably Lost when that comes back. When is that coming back, by the way?
January.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a while on that. Yeah, there's the thing about Heroes was they had some Heroes guests at Dragon Con, but they didn't do any panels.
Mm.
They weren't allowed.
They were only in the Walk of Fame. Something to do with NBC putting a gag order on them.
Oh.
Thing.
Hmm.
Because apparently there's a whole mess of stuff, yeah.
Hmm.
All I'm going to say is it involves Comic-Con.
Oh,
and apparently Hayden Panettiere wasn't very nice, so I hope whoever else got her autograph anywhere else, I hope she was nicer. We didn't try to get her autograph, but apparently some of our friends did, and they said she wasn't very nice. They said she was a little bit diva. It's like, but she's a teenager.
Yeah.
That's kind of her job.
Yeah, wait till you're doing this again in 16 years. Kiddo.
Well, she's been playing a cheerleader too long, see?
That's true, yeah.
Buffy was a cheerleader. She wasn't really that diva-ish.
Yeah, but we don't know about Sarah Michelle.
Well, I've heard that she is kind of diva-ish.
Well, there you go.
All right, anything else? Any movies that we're looking forward to?
Not that I can think of. My brain's still kind of fried.
We still need to see Dark Knight.
I know, isn't that terrible?
Wow. It made $500 million without you.
I know. Imagine how much it would have made with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
$5 million
and it's
12.
Still running strong into theaters.
Yeah.
Yes.
One thing I'm kind of excited to see is the Vin Diesel Babylon AD.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard rumors that it may be the worst science fiction movie ever. So I want
to see
it.
Go see that.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but bad about that. It scored pretty low on Rotten Tomatoes. From what
you know, I really don't think it could be the worst sci-fi movie ever because, you know what, Glenn has seen some of the worst sci-fi movies ever, and those didn't even make it to the theater.
Exactly. I have a feeling it's going to be on par with the original Cyborg with Van Damme.
Ooh.
That was, I liked it at the time. You know?
Van Damme, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, same difference.
Yeah. Oh. But, oh, that was bad. Alrighty, on that awful note, we are going to take a break, find a tasty beverage to wash that awful taste of the movie out of our mouth, and we will be back with more of the show right after this.
I have the hiccups.
From the writer and producer of Thesis, A Fantasy, From the mind and voice behind The Adventures of Indiana Jim comes a new tale from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars. Codename Starkeeper.
So you're Starkeeper, eh? Courier of sensitive cargo, known in circles both savory and unsavory, has 100 aliases and assumed names with transponder codes to match, intergalactic man of mystery? You're shorter than I expected.
What's your name?
Arborn Zell.
Don't give me that look, Morgan. I guess they told you my uncle was dead. That figures.
You don't want to get too close to me.
And why is that, Flyboy?
How touching.
Zell!
The answer is simple, miss. Because he's liable to get you killed.
Now give me the data card, or I'll take you and your ship with me.
It ends now.
What are you doing on my ship?
I have the badge. I ask the questions. What are you doing in Curtin Law's personal files?
It's a story of a galactic conspiracy.
So what you're telling me is that this Dark Jedi assassinated 3 members of the Corellian Council, and everyone is engaged in a massive cover-up?
Korsak, this is Horn. I need a unit to...
Ah!
The Dorne Hanger! Taking fire! Oh, no, you don't!
Stop!
Blast. Be advised, suspect fleeing in a sonar ship. Looks like a lone scout, eh? Modified.
It's a story worthy of the name Star Wars.
There is much you do not know, my young apprentice.
Why do I suddenly have a very bad feeling about this? Sispawn, he's speeding up.
What?
The filtration plant. He's not gonna...
No!
You still have great value to my employer. Luckily, he won't mind if I break you myself first.
Not only will the Hutts take the blame, but the entire galaxy will fall into chaos.
Star Wars, codename Starkeeper. Available September 6th. At podcast.indianajim.net.
All right, it's time to rock the sugar buzz. No pun intended.
Yeah, he totally intended.
Well, you're right, I did.
With Brad, there's no such thing as no pun intended.
Okay, let's pop right on into this one. And
I'm going to make him stuff him up his nose and see what happens.
I'm going to flat. Good thing we never do do-overs. All right. Flashback to the 80s here a little bit.
Yay! Yeah.
We have...
Sorry. We were just talking about that earlier today.
We found
today.
These at the dollar store, where we find much of the geek cuisine candy.
But they're not scary from China. They're actually, you know, ours.
Yeah.
Ooh, made
we
in
have
Atlanta.
The revived version of Pop Rocks.
Packaged in Mexico.
Mexico.
Distributed in the U.S. in Atlanta.
Here's something funny, just before we even eat them. All right, there's the back of the package is black, and there's a little bit of words on the back, but there's plenty of room. They could have written more, but instead at the bottom it says, for nutritional information, call, and it gives a phone number.
Yeah, instead of putting it on there.
It's carbonated fructose corn syrup, dude.
Oh, it's on the back of the actual package that it came.
All right.
Yeah, there was bigger, I guess... multi-flavor packs. There's these little plastic envelopes that had three, look like packets of Kool-Aid in them. Three different flavors of Pop Rocks. And I think Christina picked off the first one that we're going to kick off with here.
Because those are the ones I probably like least.
Yeah. And they actually kind of look like aquarium gravel.
They do.
You beat me to it. I've been waiting to say that.
For 20 years.
No, but it looks just like aquarium gravel. It's particularly the color. It's kind of a turquoisey color. It looks just like aquarium gravel.
All right. So we got...
So you could taunt your fish with them.
Don't
that's
do it.
Cruel. You're like death charging the
fish. Ooh, look at that blue mark.
So we've got fruit punch flavored Pop Rocks.
I'm scared. I've never had real Pop Rocks before.
All right, let's give these things a shot here.
You just...
Not bad.
Nope.
Christina?
They don't really taste like anything.
Yeah, it didn't have much of a... Like a little brief flavoring, and then it's just sugar.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't.
Now, these I'd put in ice cream. Sorry.
Mom's on the Schwann's route.
Oh,
And they had a candy, or not, one of those ice cream desserts.
Yeah.
That was vanilla ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And it had like orange, like an orange syrup kind of swirl in it.
Uh-huh.
And it had orange Pop Rocks in it.
Oh, that's awesome. No.
Real. It was good.
Wow. I bet.
They don't make them anymore.
Boo.
Of course I was mad.
They don't make the Pop Rocks Oreos anymore either.
That's sucky. Hmm. So yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
Odd.
Yeah, very odd.
Okay. Let's try another flavor here, I guess. And what do we got? Watermelon. Did you bite one?
No.
Or was it just a really big one that popped?
It was a big one.
Okay. So, yeah, watermelon Pop Rocks. It's funny. The packaging is black and green. Again, a color scheme I'm rather fond of.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the Pop Rocks, neon pink.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the outside of the watermelon is green.
Oh, yeah.
The inside of the watermelon is pink.
You know what it kind of looks like? It's about that same color as that sawdust the janitors would use in school.
That when you throw
when
up?
When someone throws up.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Kind of like that
sawdust. I really want to eat it now, don't I, Red?
It probably was. It was just Pop Rocks all along.
Oh, there you go. It just vaporizes the vomit.
Ew.
Okay, so watermelon Pop Rocks.
I'm glad I didn't sit next to you in lunch class.
Lunch class. Lunch that was my favorite class. Lunch class.
Isn't that called home ec?
Let's not talk about home ec.
That's right. You caught yourself on fire in home ec.
I caught my hair on fire. There's a difference.
Oh, wow.
These? Not very watermelon-y.
I'm proud of the fact that I'm still the cautionary tale in my home ec class in my high school.
I am on the...
my brother told me.
I am on the stage at New Albany.
That's awesome.
I told you that story, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
About how you learn to check, see if the counterweights are on the rope before you lower a batten down.
Oh.
You got the Don Wonderly Award without even knowing what it was.
got the Peter Pan Award, actually.
Aww.
Third person to fly on Normandy stage in years at that time. Yeah, so bright pink, looks like vomit sawdust, and not very watermelon-y.
No, it seems to have a little bit more of a flavor than the
I thought the tropical punch or the fruit punch or whatever the hell these are did.
I don't want to get Pop Rocks on my kitty.
All right, so there's two of the three. We got one more.
Strawberry.
Yeah, strawberries. So these are very pale. They look like, they're almost flesh-colored, actually.
Will you stop with the gross? Gross.
I'm just saying they are kind of, you know, sunburned flesh kind of color.
Ew, stop it.
What?
Like, flesh wasn't bad enough. He's got to add the sunburn onto it.
Well, they're a little pink. I didn't say they look like flakes of skin after a sunburn or anything.
Ew, Glenn.
It's
make
not
him
my fault.
Stop.
Jeez.
I don't think he's brought any weaponry today.
Don't leave home without it.
All right, so, strawberry Pop Rocks.
You're not bad.
Give him a shot here.
Not really impressive.
Not really, yeah. Almost a cotton candy kind of flavor.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Are these a little different consistency to you guys than the others?
Yeah, they are less poppy.
Maybe they've gone flat.
Yeah. Could be. Who knows? Lord knows how long they were sitting in the dollar store.
25 years.
Yeah.
Very well could be. Who knows? All right, so far we've been less than impressed by the Pop Rocks. The Tropical Bunch was the most flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
I have taken the remains of all three of my packets.
Wow.
And since we have Pop Rocks, and since I'm probably not the brightest bulb in a chandelier, we're going to do a little bit of a Geek Cuisine Lab here. And all I've really got to say is...
Woo!
What, the marks?
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. If you couldn't tell, that was a can of soda being opened and...
No, just any soda. Yeah.
since we have Pop Rocks, what would probably go really, really good with Pop Rocks?
Diet Coke.
Oh, nasty.
Wait, no, that's Mentos.
I got a can of Coke. So.
Is it Coke Classic?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he wouldn't drink anything but.
All right.
That new Coke is some nasty shit. Or it was, anyway. All right, so you guys vamp for time here.
Vamp. I want to see.
Twitter.
That's a lot of Pop Rocks.
I want to see him blow up now.
I tickled your nose.
If he blows up, I don't want to have to clean it off the office, okay? Nice.
What kind of blue marks did that make?
Not a very impressive
Not
one.
Not very much.
Not as cool as
I can work on that.
No, that's okay.
Okay. But,
boom.
You could drop in some explosion sound effects. And then, like, the sound of wet meat falling or something.
No! That's gross! Ew! The sound of the slitheen exploding.
Yeah.
Ew.
But, actually, mix all of the Pop Rocks together. It actually is a little better. Oh. I think the sum of the whole is better than the individual parts. So, yeah, Pop Rocks and Coke. And I'm still living to tell about it so far.
Boom.
Yeah, so far.
Don't do that when I'm about ready to drink of something, damn it. So, I'm going to polish off the rest of my Pop Rocks here. Any final thoughts about this geek cuisine, guys?
You know, it was a nice novelty.
I wasn't missing anything in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't think I'd really go way out of my way to get some Pop Rocks for the flavor.
Well, they'd be good sprinkled on, like, you know, cupcakes or something. Ooh, he's going to explode.
I don't want to explode.
Boom. I just like making him laugh. I don't get to do it very often.
Yeah, so far, so good. So, yeah, Pop Rocks, less than impressive. Not as good as kind of remember them to be. Mm-hmm. Now, Lick'em Sticks. Those freaking rock.
Rock candy. Rock candy is my favorite.
What? Saltwater taffy.
So, listeners, favorite nostalgic candy. What is it?
Oh, nostalgic candy.
You know, Pop Rocks.
I would. Oh, if
no, rock
for
candy.
Nostalgic candy, I would say.
Excuse me.
Candy cigarettes.
We had those. They taste like cardboard.
I know, but like nostalgic candy, I would say candy cigarettes.
Ooh, I'm going to be burping a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think on that note, but listeners, you got a nostalgic candy? Drop us an email.
Yeah.
Brad, Glenn, or Christina at podculture.net, or now even Adam at podculture.net.
But since he wasn't here, he'd be like, okay, what the hell
is this email? Yeah. Or leave a comment in the forum.
Yeah, or call us.
Links on the website.
Call our voicemail.
Or comment on the episode. So we are going to take a break. I'm going to get a stomach pump, and we will be back right after this.
Shortly after recording this segment, Brad exploded. And then Christina had to clean it off the office.
Jericho, a small, ordinary Kansas town. Normal until something happened.
All right, it looks like the explosion came from the west, maybe Denver.
But if it was an attack, Sheriff, and there's chaos out there, you might not want the wrong people knowing that Jericho was still here.
I love the community feel of everybody having to work together after this big disaster. And even though they have their own problems, they come together when they have to.
Now we can get the power back on. We can find out how big this thing is. If we have to, we can fight. We can fight anybody. We can fight all enemies. The only way that's going to happen is if we work together.
Fans have already been vocal about this series, but it's time to give them a new voice.
Having grown up on SAC bases, that's Strategic Air Command bases, nuclear war was a reality for me. When I first saw the previews for Jericho, I was really interested to see how Hollywood was going to portray what happened after a nuclear event.
Join your hosts, Heidi, Suzanne, and Larissa, for Future Traditions, a podcast devoted to all things Jericho.
We're just holding on to these traditions like nothing happened out there?
We're holding on to these traditions because of what happened out there.
Find us at www.jerichopodcast.blogspot.com.
Welcome back to the DragonCon version of Geek and Tell.
Welcome back. Actually, we did pretty well this year.
Surprisingly, yeah.
We didn't do too much damage.
We did a fair amount of stuff, but we were kind of economical in our stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't really expensive stuff.
All right, so let's get going. It's one of the first years that Glenn didn't go with us.
Yeah.
No.
So he saved the most money of all.
Yeah. Yeah, I've spent like $5 on toys in the last couple weeks.
Well, let's start off with something that probably wouldn't be a surprise to most folks.
Yeah.
We got koalas.
Mm. And can I just say that none of them were because of me this time. I didn't find any myself, but I found them.
We got one here. Looks like he's plotting something. He's just kind of got that little...
He does.
Hmm,
he's doing... Yeah.
Yeah, and like the Dr. Evil, or Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Excellent.
And he's cute, but he's a little devious little dude.
And thank you to Gene. We named him Duty.
All right. Let's explain why Cousin Gene was able to name the bear.
The fact that she hit him?
Well, no,
if
no,
you listen
no.
to 118, we talk about how baby koalas are fed like baby birds, only instead of having the food regurgitated and fed to the baby bird, it's kind of crapped out and fed to the baby koalas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sucks to be a baby koala.
Like a green slushy.
Green slushies, yeah.
Green slushies.
Yeah.
But it's only eucalyptus, so it's not like it's food and, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
But it's still. Like a...
And then they promptly went on YouTube and found a thing of...
We couldn't find anything. The closest thing we found was Ben Browder on the Craig Ferguson show, and they were talking about how the koala crapped on Craig Ferguson's shoe.
Yeah, like from Farscape and SG-1.
We were trying to find video of pooping koalas, but we couldn't find it.
It was, yeah, koala scat. That's what they were looking for. I said plural, as in multiple koalas.
Yes.
Because we got more.
Fairy koalas.
Yeah, fairy koalas. Happened to have been walking by this booth. And
I don't know what possessed him to buy fairy koalas, but they're cute.
And it was this little bitty one here.
I like the little bitty one.
Little bitty one. And they're koalas that somebody, I guess, from the island of Dr. Moreau gets genetically crafted, you know, fairy wings or something on them. But I saw this little bit. I got a little bitty one here. Really cute. And you got these little tiny
Butter
wings.
Butterbear. The Wuzzles. If anyone remembers the 80s cartoon, she was half bear, half butterfly. And I guess that's kind of what those are, too.
But I saw the little one. I'm like, ooh, koala. Okay, I'll get him. And I got it. And then I looked down. And then there was only one other koala in the booth. And
you can't leave it alone.
Yeah. And I couldn't separate a family. So I had to buy them both. And it's a bigger one. A little shaggier one. He's kind of a brown koala,
Can
too.
I just say he was messed up before he met me?
Okay. The koala thing's all your fault.
I know.
So I have two koalas that have wings on them.
They're cute, though. I like
yes,
the little
Yes, they are very
one.
Cute. And
butterfly wings.
Yeah, butterfly wings. And they are very welcome additions to the Pod Culture Studios.
He's got a hairy back, too.
Well, they both have a little fluff on their back.
Yeah. I guess I had the sutures or something. Who knows?
Sutures.
And Christina has a fuzzy critter.
I do have a fuzzy critter. It's not from Dragon Con per se, but it's from the trip home. We stopped at Opryland Mall, and I had been eyeing this thing since we got the email about a few weeks ago. And we stopped at Opryland Mall, and it's massive. I had no idea how big the mall was.
It used to be a theme park.
Yeah, so he wanted to shop, and I didn't.
Well, it is a big mall, yeah.
I'm not a mall shopper, so I'm like, I'll be here. So I waited in front of the entranceway, and he came back with a bag, and he wouldn't tell me what it was. And it's the cat from Build-A-Bear it's the orange cat with the pumpkins on it. and I love him. What did you name him, Brad?
Barney Bass.
As in Collins. We love him.
Say it real fast. Barney Bass.
Barney Bass.
Okay.
But he's got little Halloween boxer shorts on, and he came with a cape and a mask so he can play superheroes with the other animals. But the other animals don't want to talk to him because he's a cat.
I had them trained well.
He's so lovely and soft and wonderful, and I love him.
It's an orange cat, man. It's freaky looking.
He's lovely.
But yeah, she wasn't going to get him. And so as I was walking around, the thing's a big donut.
Like, we have so many animals that our love is spread so thin already. And there's always so much room on the bed. But they'll have to be on rotation.
Had to stop and get him.
They'll have to be on rotation. He's lovely.
Yeah, she'd been holding that thing. She hadn't let the thing go.
I know. He's soft.
The whole way home.
Yeah, he's soft. Trying to convince him he's a dog. Yeah.
Of course, other stuff that we got at Dragon Con. We got a slew of autographs.
From the cuddly and fluffy. Okay, not so cuddly or fluffy, but I was trying to make a nice segue.
Okay.
It didn't work.
The first one we got was from Cliff Simon, better known as Ball from Stargate. And he was a cool to
he was so nice.
Chat with.
We almost got his autograph last year, but Line Nazi was kind of keeping them all hostage.
Yeah, and he wasn't with her this year.
No.
Wasn't with her group.
Her group.
Yeah.
No, he was by himself. So
yeah, Julian like, Moreno was.
Yeah. But,
then the second one we got was one of our cool things about going to Dragon Con.
Oh, Gareth David Lloyd.
Who's
the way from the UK to Dragon Con.
And had one of the most hilarious panel discussions that I had seen. And then Captain Tight Pants, Nathan Fillion, who was very cool, actually. The brief bit that we got to talk to him a little bit.
He wouldn't do a bumper for us.
Hey, worst they can do is say no.
Yep.
I know, but he's only like... Two out of how many people we've asked that have said no?
Quite a few. We've gotten a lot of bumpers. Then one was from someone who wasn't at Dragon Con, but there was an autograph dealer there.
Oh, I wish he was.
Yeah. We saw this and like, oh, we better get that because if Christina gets it, if we don't get it, she'll be...
No, you found it and you bought it. I didn't even know you bought it until you already had it.
I'm like, ooh, got to get this. Derek Jacobi.
Derek freaking Jacobi.
Who played the older version of the Master from season 3.
Who plays every Shakespearean character you can think of in the history of time throughout the span of his career. I love him.
Very, very cool. And that'll make a nice little companion piece, no pun intended, to the David Tennant, Catherine Tate autograph that Christina has.
Fantastic.
And then the final... Actually, we got three more, don't we? Let's start off with one that... Christina got for herself.
Yes. Robert Llewellyn, Crichton on Red Dwarf.
Very cool.
He was very nice.
Contrary to what Glenn has said.
Well, that was how many years ago, too.
Maybe no. Famous. No, I mean, he was nice. It was the
Chris Berry
that the other... he's the only one I haven't met, and all the other crew said, no, he's just like he is on the TV show.
Oh, no, I had heard from someone that... Robert Llewellyn treated Americans with a bit of disdain.
Oh, really?
So I was kind of wasn't sure what to expect, but that was a long time ago, too.
Darn well better be nice when you're handing them a $20 bill for the autograph and the picture.
Well, no, but people can fake nice, and you can usually tell when people fake nice.
I mean, how much is that in euros, though?
$10.
It's only 10 pounds. And the nice thing was, though, if you had your own thing, an autograph was only $10.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and most places it's the same amount, so you can buy a picture from him.
Mm-hmm. He was really nice. And Junkyard Wars, too. He was in that as well.
And next, we got Marina Baccarin. Baccarin.
So is Joss.
They really didn't have any of her as Inara. They were all from her character from Stargate, for the most part.
Which was kind of disappointing, because we were kind of hoping to get them all a match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I actually got one that came the closest
kind
of feel of it.
Yeah. It's post haircut.
Yeah, that's nice.
She has almost
She has.
She's got a pixie
really short
cut
hair now.
It's so sad.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it's like a pixie.
Super short.
It's just sad.
Looks good.
She's beautiful. But it's just tragic when you think of how much, like.
And oh my God, that was the most hilarious panel.
They were so much fun.
You can tell that they enjoy being with each other.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Jesus.
I would be on that set.
Yeah, because there was one scene, someone said something about the fact that, you know, the show got canceled. So we're never going to see Malin and Inara actually kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So they just turned to each other and just.
He laid one on her. It was great. It was great.
And then, of course, Alan's over there with Nathan's iPhone and his little soundboard, I guess, that he has on iPhone. Mm-hmm. So he goes, wah, 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 wah. Just
cute.
Little goofy noises they were doing throughout.
It was cute. We had a good time.
And one that we almost did not get a chance to get, but I was so happy that we did. Jewel State.
Oh, yeah.
she is just as pretty in person. They both are, which is kind of disgusting. Because you're always like, okay, no, it's all the hair and makeup. And if I had the hair and makeup people, I'd be that beautiful too. No. They're really pretty to start with.
Yeah, and they were... Whew.
They were nice.
Apparently, we got in like they were
packing up.
Mm-hmm. Like, we swung into the line,
there was
dropped
no,
our money.
There was no line. Things. There was nobody there. So we're... Because we're like, oh, no, they're gone. And I went up and asked the lady. And I said, are they here still? And she goes, they're here for like 5 more minutes. Like, oh, okay, we'll be right back.
Brad, go get the photos. Because you had to like go outside, get another line, which luckily there wasn't anyone in the line.
Get a ticket, get the pictures. And
stupidest damn thing. I mean, just walk up to a table, hand them your money, get the picture. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
The legacy of line Nazi, even when she wasn't there.
Yeah, she's a Narn. But
she was Kaylee's lovely. Autograph.
All right. I like her on Stargate, but, you know.
She's Kaylee.
Yeah, she's Kaylee. So, and we got, speaking of Firefly stuff, got a couple of other things. And I think I showed these to you earlier.
Ornaments that were a long time coming.
I got two, I think there's 4 Serenity-related ornaments out. Serenity as disguised, you know, from the movie when they put all the crap and paint and stuff on it. Inara shuttle and then the Reaver ship. And then they had them at Dragon Con at the Dark Horse booth.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops, I just was swinging the box and smacked the microphone. And I got the two that I really wanted to get because I didn't really need or want the Reaver ship because it's ugly. You know, mm-hmm. It's not elegant.
It's not aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. And really didn't care about Serenity disguise because same thing. But I did get the Serenity ornament, which
is beautiful.
Really neat because it actually comes with a little stand. You don't have to hang it from anywhere. You can put it on a little display stand, and it's in the Pod Culture Cario cabinet. And then I... What?
Everything is a Pod Culture whatever.
It's like the Batcave.
He was there as well.
Adam West, who looked very well.
And then I got an Inara shuttle.
Which is adorable. Mm-hmm. It's like a little ladybug.
Pretty much. So we got those. And Christina got herself a toy.
I did. Really cheap. Like, I didn't get it at first because I'm like, what am I going to do with it? But then when I saw how much it was at the other booths, it was like 3 times as much as the other booths. I got the Doctor Who Scarecrow from Human Nature.
Family of Blood.
And Family of Blood. And, $5. Couldn't pass that up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need more Doctor Who monsters.
Yeah.
Well, speaking
and they're
of,
creepy.
Speaking of $5, I didn't get it at Dragon Con, but at Great Escape I had seen they had toys from the Beowulf, the 3D mm-hmm. movie.
Oh, cool.
They made toys from that?
Yeah, I had never seen them anywhere before.
I know McFarlane Toys did a line of Beowulf toys. Is that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know those were from the movie.
They were from the 3D movie, and I had seen the Beowulf character there. They had Beowulf and Grendel both, and I'd seen the Beowulf character, and I thought, that's pretty neat, because, of course, it looks just like the character from the movie. I mean, exactly, it's McFarlane, you know? And I thought, that'd be pretty cool to have, but I always had too many other comics to get and whatever, mm-hmm. and they had put it on sale a while back, and I thought, oh, I should get that. No, I really don't need any more toys. And then last time I was in there.
That's for me.
I know.
He's got a mortgage.
Yeah.
I know, but you still need them. You might not be able to afford them, exactly. But you still need them.
Well, last time I was there, they had it marked down to
$5. Oh, hell.
And I was like, okay, it's $5. Yeah, I've waited long enough, you know. So I picked it up. So it's really pretty cool.
Where the hell are you going to put it? Desk
work? It's small, so I don't know where I'll put it. I don't know.
Cool. All right.
Very spiff.
I think that wraps up our geeking and telling on the toys.
Yeah. So. There's still more, but it's not toys.
Yeah. Or there may have already been more.
That's
never
true.
Know.
Yeah. Depends on how well, either way, there's always more.
Yeah, there will always be more.
Yeah. This will be one of the first times we've actually cleaned out the geek and tell bin.
Which would be nice.
All right.
I can finally put stuff away.
All right. And we will be back with more pod culture credit card breaking goodness right after this.
Yeah, we did okay this year. Because we were broke to start with.
If you enjoy this quality program from Farpoint Media, please be generous and donate. Your donations help keep shows like this and others going. Go to the website of your favorite show and click the donate button. Be generous. These shows are supported by listeners like you.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So, tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn with two N's, Christina, or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Podculture, P.O. Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky, 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the Podculture voicemail line. And that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comments section of each episode, all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.